paper
bag.
And do you ever remember people call it a poke?
Yeah.
You've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, would they ever, if they were talking about a poke, did that sometimes mean, like, how much? Like, they might say, well, buy me a poke of sugar. Have you ever heard anybody use it like that?
Yeah, we used to say poke of candy.
Poke of candy, yeah. That's good. But you're so good. And now, if you got a pretty large amount of sugar, how would it come packaged?
A 5-pound bag.
Now, what would you call that kind of bag or sack that potatoes would come in?
Oh, we never did buy potatoes.
Oh, you raised all your own potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about if you was to buy feed or something like that?
Oh, chop, 100-pound bag.
Uh-huh. Now, that, you know, that rough kind of cloth bag?
Burlap.
Burlap. Was that what that, did you call that, did they call those burlap?
We just call them chop bags.
Chop bags. Now, have you ever, no, I'm sure you can't remember when they would take corn or anything like that to the mill.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't remember?
Yeah.
They were still doing that?
I can remember.
You can remember that? Well, now, did you ever hear them talking about the amount of corn they'd carry at a time?
Not so much me as I've heard Raymond tell about his daddy and them.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard him say something about like a turn of corn?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be like the amount. Well, now, what would you call like the amount of wood you can carry in your arms if you were going out to the woodshed?
A load of wood.
Load of wood. And you're going to bring in, like, if you're going to carry it in your arms, you'd say, I'm going to bring an arm.
Yeah.
Arm
load of wood.
Arm load. Mm-hmm. And, when you'd be carrying the washing out to hang it on the line, what would you carry it in?
Tub.
Oh, they carry it in the tub. Did they ever use a clothes basket?
No, we didn't. No.
Did people use baskets for anything much?
Peach baskets.
Oh, they did. They had peach baskets.
A hamper after we started having bean picking.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, now, do you know what they would call the thing that...
Half a bushel.
Oh, half a bushel, uh-huh. So that would be a smaller size.
Yeah, a bucket. Mm-hmm. You've seen them, ain't you? Half a bushel,
I don't know.
They've got a bale on them, and they're pretty good size. They're that big around.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Do you know what they used to have that nails would come in?
Kegs.
And what about those things that ran around a barrel to hold it in place? Those metal
steel bands.
And have you ever heard them called hoops?
No.
Now what would you call, now like nowadays, in an electric lamp, the thing inside the lamp that lights up is called the...
Wick.
Yeah, and then
the globe.
The what?
Globe.
And then in a modern one, like one up here, if you took that
bulb.
Yeah. And do you know what they used to put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Cork.
Can you remember?
No.
I can't remember that, but you've heard. Yeah, that's really good because even the things you don't know, you can come up with. What about a little instrument, a musical instrument?
Juice harp.
And now, would that be the same? Do you remember anything ever called a French harp?
Yeah.
And would those be the same?
Uh-uh, no.
No, that's two different things.
One of them you blow as a juke harp and a harmonica.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, what would you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Now, I bet you don't know this, but you might. On a wagon, the part that goes up between two horses?
Swing of tree? No, that wouldn't be it.
Tongue. Oh, you do know that. What about on a buggy? Before you...